That fall of 1865, out on the plains, the young surveyor Ferguson saw unusual sights. Near today's Grand Island, for a distance of 10 miles, the prairie is one vast prairie dog village. For miles and miles, the ground is completely covered with their holes, and on most of them, as far as the eye can reach, you'll see them sitting upright on their haunches. Some of the men shot and ate them, but not Ferguson. At Fort Kearney, on the south bank of the Platte, the party received its military escort, a 60-man company of the 12th Missouri Cavalry, which Dodge had just sent to Fort Kearney. The soldiers were very much dissatisfied at this action, Ferguson recorded, and at times were on the point of rebelling against their officers. They said that they had enlisted for the war to fight rebels and not to go out into the western wilderness to fight Indians. Ferguson described the soldiers' way of making camp. "It is a busy and lively sight," he wrote, "after the day's march to see the troops busily engaged in rubbing down their animals, for whom they have quite an affection, calling them by pet names. Their campfires burn brightly after nightfall, and the solemn tread of the sentinel, with bright gleaming carbine, assures us if, in the still hours of night we are attacked, the enemy will receive a warm reception." West of Kearney, the country becomes wilder and more desolate. The grass grew several feet in the spring and summer, but by mid-September was dead. Vast prairie fires illuminated the country at night. Vast columns of black smoke rose up during the day. The air is full of flying cinders and the smell of burning grass. We come across vast herds of wild game, mostly antelope. At night, the party slept with loaded arms by their sides, additional ammunition cartridges in their hats beside their heads, along with their loaded revolvers. The soldiers, who spent the day scouting to the north, often returned with antelope, deer, or part of an elk strapped behind their saddles. By October, the Platte was so low it could be forded everywhere, and at times the men would wade out to the small islands to gather in the grapes that grew in wild profusion. On November 1, the party reached the 100th Meridian, near today's Cozad, Nebraska, which had been the objective point. Shortly thereafter, the party returned to Omaha, the soldiers to Fort Kearney. They would start again from the 100th Meridian when the weather became fair.